Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, this is Ryan Fraser.
This is Troy Deeney.
This is Gus Boyett.
This is Don Hutchison.
This is Jürgen Klopp, and you're listening to The Big Interview with Graeme Hunter.
Thank you, Jürgen. I travelled to all these interviews from Barcelona, and our socios, our beloved members, keep us on the road. This independent podcast would not happen without them. Please go to patreon.com/Graeme Hunter right now to become a socio, to become one of our members. And we'll bring you joy.
If you've listened to part one of the big interview with Dominic Torrent, you'll know this is a man who's passionately in love with his football club, FC Barcelona, who is deeply happy to be pursuing a career at Camp Nou. Yet when Pep Guardiola phoned him to help come and take over Bayern Munich, he said yes immediately. Why? Because he reckons he was working with a genius. Torrent took on a new country, a new culture, a new language, and a new job when he accompanied Guardiola for the second time in going to Bayern Munich. Now, he was, instead of being the analytical right hand of Signor Guardiola, he was suddenly his assistant coach because Tito Villanova had stayed behind at Barcelona. In this interview, he breaks down the challenge, the hefty challenge, of taking over a squad, including such maverick talents as Arjen Robben and Frank Ribery. You'll also hear him dissect the extraordinary Champions League first leg semi-final between Bayern Munich and Barcelona in 2015, when the Bavarians came with unusual man-to-man, but nonetheless apparently brilliant tactics in a game where they looked like they would take a 0-0 draw back to Allianz Arena until the dramatic, ultra-dramatic last 17 minutes saw them being skewered, losing 3-0 and principally suffering at the hands of Leo Messi. This man is a fantastic tactician, passionate in his description of his job, a warm, friendly, funny man, somebody I like very much indeed. And I think you're going to enjoy listening to him on this latest episode of The Big Interview. So if we talk about, it makes me sad to leave behind Wembley in 2011, the beauty of that game, the semi-final of this series of Clásicos, because I'd love to speak about them. But time makes me say, when you go to Germany, I think about, again, our guests are not just football professionals, they're men or women. You have to think about going to Germany for family, for you and your wife. You have to think about change of culture, a change of country, a change of language, and a change of job. So tell us, educate us about that. Why did you say yes? And also, what kind of challenge? Because those are a lot of changes in one big, high-profile moment.
A lot of changes. The first change, he was becoming the assistant coach. The most important change for me. But I remember when Pep asked me about if I'm interested to work with him again, to join with him again in the professional team. I say yes. I don't know what will work in the next game because I remember we talk about 30 minutes about football, about the kind of a style you can play I don't know, in another countries. And after 30 minutes, he asked me, "Oh, you don't ask me about the next team." I say, "Premier League, Chelsea, City, United, Chelsea, Tottenham." I don't know. No. Germany, Bayern Munich. Why Bayern Munich? No, because it's a big team. I watch many games. I think it's the best team right now to work again. I say, okay, but I have to speak German, because when you are Catalan people, I'm very proud with the for example, you can speak Catalan. I'm very proud when the people come to another country, I don't know, Scotland, African, French, and in 1 or 2 years speak Catalan. And I say, why not? You have to speak German. In fact, in 8 months I could speak German, because for me it's very important to be part of this country, you know, to be part the society in German. And in fact, for the German people it's very important, because when you speak German, say, oh, because they know it's not easy to speak German. No?
Genau.
And I say, genau. And I say, Pep, oh, it's very difficult to speak German. No, it's the second thing about the new job. But it's not easy even for my family. My son was 12 years old. He didn't speak English, not German. English, yes, in the school, but it's not the same.
Not to communicate. Yeah.
And he started to study in Munich. And right now, I'm very happy. I'm very proud, because he can speak French, German, English, Catalan, Castellano. No, it's very important. But it's a lot of change. I was lucky because my family is amazing, because they decide to follow me. It's not easy, because my family was comfortable here. My son, my daughter, my wife. My wife especially was a perfect job for her, and she decides to help me. I'm very proud. And right now, everybody in the family can speak four languages.
Very good.
Not you know, not very well, you know, my English, but
your English is good.
But it's important for the family, and they remember especially Munich, because it's the first time we go out to Catalonia. Especially when you talk about Munich, say, oh, amazing, and it's a special city for me.
Bavaria is an incredible region. There are maybe some similarities with Catalonia in terms of,
I agree,
the mountains and the forests and
the mentality, even the mentality, the people. The people work very hard. The mentality when you have to make a party is a party, but when you have to work.
So work hard, fiesta hard.
When I remember Munich, I remember that. It's both, very similar.
How do you look in Lederhosen? When you see it for the first time, did you go, Pep, really? Really?
Don't worry, after 2 or 3 beers, it's simple, you know?
After 2 or 3 beers, everything is simple.
It's simple. After that, we enjoy a lot. Tuber Fair was fantastic.
The people
enjoy every single second in the Oktoberfest.
People talk about Bayern Munich. Before, if we go back to the era when Beckenbauer was coach, when Trapp was coach, it became FC Hollywood, because there was big personalities, Oliver Kahn all the time, Effenberg, there was Basler, a lot of rows, a lot of problems.
Yeah.
You didn't inherit a squad quite like that, but you... What was it like in Sabinerstrasse and the matches? Because you have Uli Hoeneß, sometimes you have Beckenbauer, often you have
Rummenigge, Müller. No, but
try and take us into the daily routine with these legends around you.
Easy, because it's not the same. It's better than Barcelona, for example, because than Barcelona for me is, you know, Cruyffista, Laportista, Nunista.
A bit divided.
It's divided in Barcelona. In Bayern Munich, my feeling was, if you work 1 year, 2 months in Bayern Munich, you are always, all the time,
you are forever
in the soul in Bayern Munich.
Really?
And you are welcome all the time in the Sebenstrasse, in the Allianz Arena. That is the big difference for me when we can talk with this kind of legends in Bayern Munich. Was so easy because all of them understand how important it is. The next coach, the next players need calm, to be calm.
They, you believe they do understand that? Because sometimes in the past, one of the things was the guys up top would interfere.
I agree. Sometimes I read that in the newspaper when I don't know. But they respect all the time. Pep, me, the staff, the players, all the time. They are there, but they are there.
We've got sponsors here. And our sponsors are Bet365, and they've sent us a question saying that Arjen Robben reckons that one day Pep woke him up with a phone call at 4 a.m. to say to him something that was on his head that was really... Was that the kind of relationship that you can have with guys at Bayern Munich?
Arjen was perfect for us. Was one of the best players in Bayern Munich in this period. And I remember even they play attacking midfielder. Sometimes Pep play with five forwards. I remember against Berlin, play with Douglas Costa, play with Lewandowski, Coman, and the two attacking midfielder, Ribéry and Arjen Robben. Arjen Robben say many times Pep for Arjen was the best coach ever because I think he learns a lot about Pep. And he was a fantastic player, even a fantastic man for us, because you know when you start to work in Bayern Munich, some people say about Arjen or Ribéry, this kind of player, oh, it's very difficult to work with them or with him, not with Arjen. Arjen was fantastic, fantastic man, fantastic player. He scored many goals. He played really, really well for us, and I was very happy to meet with him.
But it's okay to phone him at 4 in the morning when something is in Pep's head?
In fact, sometimes we went to Sebenstrasse by bike because...
You lived in the same building?
No, sometimes he was interested about tactics. Sometimes he asked me about... Because, you know, Pep talk about tactics all the time and it's not easy to understand the first... period to Pep Guardiola.
I want to be not. I don't want to be rude. But you mentioned two guys there.
Yeah.
Ribéry took much longer to understand.
Yeah.
I'm not being rude, but Ribéry is a street player.
Yes.
Ribéry comes. Yeah. If you told me Ribéry was born in Buenos Aires in 1932, I would understand.
Because you know, sometimes you have these kind of players, then they need all the time the ball. And they need to make one big one, and you know that is the most important thing for this kind of players. But I think when they understand about tactic, about Pep, and say, for example, Ribéry or Robben, no, stay here. The ball is coming. It's not easy.
But they don't want to do it.
Because, yeah.
But they also, it's not just ego.
Yeah. Yeah.
They believe that if the ball isn't coming, they have to go help.
Agree.
I'm doing something
totally
for me, but I'm doing something for the team.
Totally.
And you have to say, be patient.
Be patient. I agree. But I think finally they understand the reason why. It's very important to respect and play positional in this position. In fact, in the left side with Thiago and Alaba, I remember they can change all the time, but you have to respect the spaces. For example, if Thiago go upside, right now you are a winger, Thiago, and Ribéry needs to go inside, you have to respect the position. Because when the team lose the ball, you have to be there to react quickly. If not, if you move all the time, even when you want to make high pressing, it's not easy to make high pressing if you move all the time. Because
there needs to be equilibrium, there needs to be balance.
Totally agree. That is the most important thing for Pep. When the people say about the positional, how important it is for Pep, it's not about... You cannot move here. No, you can move. But if you move here, maybe Alaba is here. And you have the same players in the same place. Three players in the same place. Not the same players, but three players in the same place. That is positional, because it's easier for the midfielders, because you know exactly when you are in trouble, you can play wide to the side, because you are 100% sure one player is there. That is the reason why it's very important. Even when you lose the ball, you are there and you can react quickly. That is the important positional, to play positional.
For you as an assistant coach, the battles, and I mean battle in a good word, the to me one of the great modern battles is the Bayern of Pep against Dortmund of, first of all, Klopp and then Tuchel. Super Cups, Cup Finals.
Yeah.
One game in a semi-final, I think, of the Cup.
Oh, it was incredible. I remember that.
Where nobody scores, where everybody misses. Cup Finals wins, where Ribery is, I think, playing at full back against full back. And the 1-0 again.
Yeah, yeah.
This was an epic rivalry. For all the technical talk we've been using, this was like cinema, like opera. Dortmund, the little club from the north, Bayern Munich, the Bavarian giants. Brilliant to be part of?
Brilliant battle. Especially, I remember the last time against Tuchel, because Tuchel in that game changed a lot of time the system. And Pep is a genius and react quickly, no? Every time Tuchel changed a little bit the system, play with three in the back in diamond, Pep react quickly and play a little bit different. And I say, oh, that is incredible. Because I don't remember two coaches in the moment in the final able to change a little bit.
It becomes almost like me v. you,
yes,
on the coaches,
yes,
instead
yes,
of only
yes,
11 v. 11.
All the time.
I've thought of this.
It's like, if you play not soccer, you play another, because both are clever if you talk about tactics. And I remember with even in the league, when you play against Tuchel, it's not easy. It's the same Pochettino in Tottenham. Pochettino, you never know what will happen in the next game. Pochettino is able to play for two in diamond, but after 2 weeks, you play against Tottenham and play 3-4-5, 3-4-2, for example, or 3-4-3 in diamond, or 4-4-2 with two lines. And you need to react quickly, because maybe you prepare the next game against Pochettino or Tuchel.
But don't think it's going to be the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
You
have to react quickly, and you have to try. No, you have and you must training every single day to play, to be ready to play in two or three different systems against this kind of coaches.
Yes, we believe in biodiversity. It's from the makers of The Big Interview, and it's called Between the Lines, the stories behind great sports writing. Every episode takes a classic sports book or outstanding piece of sports writing and examines how the writer crafted their story. This is a weekly show, and the series so far has featured documentaries on The Miracle of Castel di Sangro and Andrea Pirlo's autobiography, I Think, Therefore I Play. There's also interviews with writers like Henry Winter, Simon Cooper, Andy Mitten, and David Goldblatt. Here's David Winner on his legendary, scintillating book, Brilliant Orange.
The book chimed perfectly with what the Dutch did in Euro 2000. They played the book almost, exactly as I described. They played, and then they tragically, ridiculously, disastrously, unbearably lost in the semi-final, this crazy game. And one of the big newspapers in Holland, the NRC Handelsblad, had a big page, like a whole front page of their review section the day after the Italy game. And it was all, you know, David Winner predicted this. And then years later, I discovered that they had two versions. The other one, if Holland had won that game, it said, David Winner's got it completely wrong, doesn't understand anything.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns.
Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're a brilliant chef, so I must. I'm not going to abandon everything, but I'm going to go quicker. 6th of May 2015, one of the most interesting epic games I've ever seen in my life. Camp Nou, Champions League, Barcelona, Bayern Munich. You're on the bench in Bayern Munich. You decide to play a certain way when Pep comes back to Camp Nou. For 77 minutes, it works.
Incredible.
Do you regret that choice? Do the 13 mad minutes only owe to Leo Messi being incredible? Did Bernat's tiny mistake tip the whole plate over? When you look back at that game, not the second leg, that game, do you still like the tactical choice you made to play Barcelona with Pep?
Yes, I remember all the time playing in the same system in Barcelona, not in Bayern Munich when we work in Bayern Munich, but in Barcelona, but every single game was a little bit different. The small details. The details against Bayern Munich, I remember, Leo Messi played right winger, but all the time go inside, and Eto'o play in between center back. I remember the first goal was about that. Eto'o go in between, and create a space for Leo Messi. That is the idea, the small detail is go inside Leo Messi and very important, Eto'o go in between center back and full back and create a space because they follow him. We work a lot. When we lose the ball, we have to react so quickly to avoid they pass the ball again.
The 3-second rule.
3 seconds. And that happened in the game. After that, you play with amazing players, this kind of thing. But Eto'o all the time was very important in this game because all the time make this movement. In between centre-back, full-back, centre-back, full-back.
So, but they had up front that day Suarez, Messi, Neymar.
Uh-huh.
So you guys in Bavaria, in Sabinerstrasse, think, like, it's our team. We know how they play. And you play a formation and a tactic which is not conservative, but it's slightly more to contain.
Yes,
contain
because if you saw the lineup, we didn't play with Ribery, with David Alaba is very important for us, with Arjen Robben it's not easy to play against Barcelona. For me, the best Barcelona, the last, if you talk about the best Messi, the best Suarez, and the best Neymar.
It was extraordinary. But I saw a team...
We start to play my man. I remember we started to play my man because we want to avoid the Barcelona make the good build-up. It's very important make build-up for Barcelona. But the surprise was Luis Enrique decide to play long ball. And that's mean... is one against one, against Messi, against Suarez.
You don't want that odds.
No.
You'd like to get 2v1 against stop.
And we have to react quickly and say we have to change. After that, we have to control after 70 minutes, 0-0. It's a good
because
result for us.
For 77 minutes, it's like shadow boxing. Barca tried this, Bayern went this way. It's like basculando. Everybody
all
was,
the time.
Was moving.
We play a little bit different because we have respect for Barcelona. We don't have the same players against.
But in the breaks, Lewandowski nearly scored. Lewandowski was coming back from injury, uh-huh. and he had a couple of opportunities that in another day he scores, and everybody says, these coaches are geniuses, man. Their plan is perfect.
Graham, the shame for us, I think we make a mistake, but it's normal in football. We make a mistake, and the genius Leo Messi scored an amazing goal, I remember. And after that, that is the advantage, disadvantage to work in Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich is a top team. Another team say, okay, 1-0 is not bad because they have to play in Allianz Arena. But they are champions. They are a top team in Europe, Bayern Munich. And they have soul. They have soul. And they decide because the you are a coach, but you know, sometimes in 10 minutes it's impossible to say, no, defend only the players. We are Bayern Munich.
We have to react.
And I agree. And I'm very proud. They feel no better in the same level because the same level Barcelona say, no, we are Bayern Munich and we need to draw the game.
So
what happened?
There was a little more space.
More in the counter-attack, these kind of players, Neymar, and they kill. And they kill us. They kill us in 10 minutes.
It was an extraordinary night that tells you so much about football because you could see, uh-huh. if you're a neutral, you can see the tactics are clever.
Yeah.
And they're so close.
But that happened when you work in the top teams. And I remember sometimes we draw the game in the Bundesliga against, I don't know, Hamburg or in Hanover. And maybe it's good for us because in one point we can win the Bundesliga. Say, no, we are Bayern Munich and we need to win the game, this game.
Taking a draw and this, a point is not enough. We go and...
Yeah, that is Bayern Munich. That is good.
Sport.
The feeling,
that's
yeah. Good. But that happened against Barcelona, the top team in that moment. In that moment, always is a top team, Barcelona. But in that moment, the amazing players, forwards, Neymar, Messi and Suarez. And that can happen, and that happened. And was not good for us because 3-0 is not the same 1-0 when you have to play in the Allianz Arena.
You're a champion of England, so I haven't given enough time to your work at Barcelona or your work at Bayern Munich, but we know why. I could spend 2-3 days constantly talking about this, but I need to quote you something in Spanish that you said. You talk about England. Es una liga dura porque juegas muchos más partidos. La climatología influye. Hay más riesgo de lesiones y el ambiente de los campos parece llevarte a una locura colectiva. Parece que pasan muchas cosas en un partido. Luego en casa revisas las imágenes y ves que no te ha pasado nada. So in English, what Dominic said,
I think
sometimes
so, because
in an English pitch, an English stadium, mad.
Everything's but that happened in the Premier League.
And you watch it and you think, oh God, no.
For example, for me, the difference, the league, the Premier League in the Bundesliga, is the Bundesliga is use a lot of time to counter-attack, and the atmosphere is really good. But in the Premier League, it's crazy, the atmosphere. It's crazy in the stadiums. And that when you are in the bench, say, Dangerous, 5 minutes, 3 minutes. And after that, when you are at home and review again the game, say, nothing happened. Is that bad?
So
in the stadium, the atmosphere is amazing. It's the best atmosphere in the world. In the Bundesliga as well, but it's different. The fans sing all the time, support his team, but every single tackle, when you fight this war in the Premier League...
Is it like the British, that when we play football, we like to go to war? Is that true? We think every game.
Is that true?
If you're a player, a supporter,
doesn't matter. If you play against Burnley, Bournemouth, Man United, Tottenham, the atmosphere is crazy. It's crazy. The people is crazy. I love this atmosphere. But I remember that we spoke with people about that. So I reviewed the game. I was scared the last 5 minutes. Oh, they can draw the game. Say, well, they play long ball all the time and nothing happened, no? But this is the Premier League. That is one of the best or the best league in the world, and the fans love the Premier League and around the world for the atmosphere.
What's the thing that you...
It's not the same right now, for example, you know?
Without fans, it's something that we all have to cope with. What's the thing about your achievement in Manchester City that you like best, that you're most proud of?
I'm very proud to connect with the fans and with the players, but I'm very proud to be able to create one style, different style. Because when the people, with the fans, with the journalists say it's impossible to play in the Premier League, but Premier League is different, I say, why is different? The pitch is the same. It's 11 against 11, no? And I'm very proud because I think the fans, the Man City fans, love the kind of way Pep Guardiola plays.
Slightly changed their mentality.
I think so, a little bit. It's very similar right now, the players. When I say about the Bayern Munich players, the soul is not good enough for the Man City draw the game.
No.
Man United or Tottenham in a way. Right now, it's the same in Man City. Man City is not good enough to draw the game. And right now, that's mean they make the next step. The next step, they feel champions. They feel better, no? Right now, and I'm very proud about that because right now is different. I think the mentality of the players in Man City is different, and that happened because Pep convinced them they are better than they think about themselves.
I need to finish with three questions. One, Pep always said that City would have difficulty winning the Champions League, and I understand his point. Until everybody breathed the Champions League, everybody wanted the Champions League, until your neighbour says to you, if you're a player, win the Champions League, whereas instead, in England right now, it's win the league, beat Manchester United, beat Liverpool, and we live around a club with Barcelona, Real Madrid, where Bayern Munich, where they breathe Champions League.
Yeah.
Will that change ever, do you think, that people around City, the fans, the players, the owners, that everybody goes, Champions League, Champions League, Champions League?
I think the Champions League is prestigious than the league, but the most difficult is to win the league again and again and again. Because the league, you have to be able to play every single game really well to beat the opponent. Sometimes the Champions League is not fair for the teams, because sometimes if you play not good one game, you are out.
One 10-minute spell, even.
Barcelona, Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
We talk about that.
That's 10 minutes.
We are out. And I know how important it is for the prestigious is the Champions League for the clubs, for the Bayern Munich, for the even right now Man City, because you know it's prestigious for the team. It's very interesting, and for the fan. I'm not sure in Man City, eh? Because it's curious, is surprise for me. We had more people in the Premier League games, in the Cup games, even in the Carabao Cup, not in the Champions League.
This is my question.
It's my question. Say,
I don't understand.
They are interesting to win. They know exactly how important it is for the club, for the how prestigious it is for the club to win the Champions League. And maybe they prefer to win the Premier League in the cup or the cup.
My second last one is Raheem Sterling has contract for 3 years at Manchester City, but I know he has a dream of playing in La Liga. My opinion, hypotheticamente, is he has the talent to fit and to succeed at Barca or Real Madrid easily. I'm talking about hypothetically, Raheem Sterling.
Raheem improved every single game. I think was very important for Raheem Pep Guardiola, because Pep has this quality. Improve all
teaching.
The teaching and improve all the time the players. And Raheem is ready to play
what I believe.
In the league, in the Calcio, because right now is for me is another player. I remember when we start to play to work in Man City. He has a lot of qualities, but he's not the same player right now. I think he understands perfectly how important he is. We spoke about Arjen Robben and Ribéry, right? It's the same. Stay quiet, to be patient, play in between the lines. He can play like a striker right now with Pep Guardiola, like a number 10, right winger, or in the right side and the left side, and and he scored a lot of goals. Finishing much, much better.
Calmer in front
but
of the goal.
You cannot imagine Pep Guardiola all the time in the pitches, in the training session, talk with him about that is better for you, play a little bit, body shake, for example, is better play in that way, not in that way. In that moment, pass the ball, don't keep the ball. In that moment, you have to keep the ball. That is important for Pep. It's like a teacher. It's like a teacher for the players.
I wanted to talk jazz with you. I wanted to talk gin tonic with you. I wanted to talk saxophone with you. They're all gone because of the rain and because of the paella. The last question is, Domi Torrent, I want a guy like you back coaching a club, managing a club. One, for everybody listening, that's what you want also. You want, you're not going to go back with Pep and be assistant again. You, it's time for you now, after the New York experiment, to be a number one coach in a senior club in hopefully Europe, right? That's your objective.
Right. It's not easy because I know exactly what happened and how the football is working. If you are a former player, you have more chances to take a top team or a team in Europe now. But I think I have more experience than another coaches right now because I learn a lot with Pep. My goal is to work again like a head coach because I was very happy in New York. I think the team played really well. Very, very similar Man City. It's normal because I work with Pep 11 years. In fact, I have a good relationship with Pep, but he knows my goal right now is work again like a head coach. In fact, yesterday I spoke with Pep about football, about many things. I spoke with him many things about, especially about football, about my future, because he's interested about my future. He asked me about my goal is Europe, but it's not easy because the football is working in that way.
Then let me make it clear.
You need to play in Premier League or in the Bundesliga, but I say many times when we talk about that with my colleagues or with Pep, okay, I have the experience with Pep. I know exactly what is the best way to improve because I work with Pep and I saw all the time how he did. I know exactly the best way to improve the build-up because I have in my mind when I work with Pep. But I know I need a little bit lucky and sometimes one team in the Bundesliga because I know the Bundesliga or the Premier League say, oh, this is the coach.
You shouldn't need any luck. You won the league in Germany. You won the league in England. You won the league in Spain.
Yeah.
You won the Eastern Conference in America.
I know that.
You won trophies in two different continents. You were one of a very small coaching team that won the treble. You won the Champions League in the most beautiful Champions League final there's ever been. And you won a Champions League in Rome as part of a team of with guys who were 60% fit. Iniesta, Thierry Henry. Your trophies, you're everywhere. You're a teacher. Before you met Pep, you were a first coach for 14 years. You got four different languages. You're young, you're fit, you're intelligent. You don't need any luck. It's time you were back in football.
Thank you so much. But I need one sporting director think about, oh, maybe Dome can do that.
Then I say, well, every sporting director, why not? Come on.
No.
Pay attention.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the interview. And for everybody who's listening, yes, it is raining very heavily. Even in Catalonia, it rains sometimes. Dominic Torrent, thank you for being on the big interview. Now we have to do
great instead pleasure.
Of shaking hands.
Great pleasure.
Fist bump.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Big Interview. It's produced by me, which sounds egotistical, but it's also true, Graham Hunter, and Backpage. Our music is by Beer Jacket, who else? Editing by Charlie McGarry. Thank you to our hosts at Acast and our loyal sponsors at Bet365. We're also supported by our socios. Find out how to become a socio, how to support us, at patreon.com/Graham Hunter. Here endeth the lesson.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.